The pair of cases both challenged the DNR's previous stance that the agency did not have the authority to restrict permits. That was based on a 2011 law that limits agencies to what is explicitly required in state law. But in a 4-2 ruling today, the Supreme Court disagreed, saying state law does give the DNR explicit authority to protect water resources in both cases. Karen Gefford is with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, one of several industry groups that filed in support of the state. She says today's decision was not what they had hoped, but that farms would continue to find new ways to operate.
We're going to work with the department to do that in the best way that we can in the regulatory framework that we have.
A DNR spokesperson said in an email that the agency is still reviewing the decisions, but said the rulings are, quote, significant and good for Wisconsin's waters. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.